This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli government spokesman said Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu viewed a plan for a hostage release deal and ceasefire in Gaza presented by U.S. President Joe Biden as a partial outline. Sunday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said if Hamas agrees to the proposed truce, the U.S. expects Israel will accept the plan. Likewise, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made similar comments Monday. But in a statement from his office, Netanyahu was quoted as saying, "The claims that we have agreed to a ceasefire without our conditions being met are incorrect." Speaking to reporters in Tel Aviv, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer clarified the Israeli prime minister's comment.
He said, and I quote, "The outline that President Biden presented is partial. The war will be stopped for the purpose of returning hostages, and then we will proceed with further discussions."
The White House announced Monday U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will represent the United States at a Ukraine peace conference in Switzerland later this month. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters Monday, "The Vice President and Mr. Sullivan will highlight the importance of countries around the world continuing to support Ukraine's effort to secure a just and lasting peace." Last week, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attendance of U.S. President Joe Biden was essential to the summit. Kirby said the U.S. will be well represented.
No matter who it would have been representing the United States, there can be no question that Ukraine has no stronger backer than the United States. And we've proven that time and time and time again.
Zelensky has heavily boosted the summit and encouraged world leaders to attend, even as he's accused Russia, with China's help, of trying to undermine the meeting. Zelensky said the Philippines will take part in the conference and said more than 100 countries have now committed to attending the summit at the Birkenstock Resort in Switzerland June 15th and 16th. This is VOA News.